This is an RNZ podcast.
Last week, the Minister of Broadcasting and Digital Media, Chris Farfoy, handed out the prize for Network of the Year at the New Zealand Radio Awards, and he told The Gathering how the radio industry kick-started his career before politics.
20 years ago, I left the broadcasting school and became a poorly paid intern at ZB. What I didn't mind about the bad pay was the magnificent industry that I entered. It's been a long time since then, taken a few wrong turns and become the broadcasting minister, but can I... But can I thank you for informing and entertaining us and ask that you keep people like me on our toes and taking the piss out of us because that's your job and our country is better for it.
Well, the Prime Minister obviously thinks that Chris Farfoy has taken some right turns as well. He got promoted in Wednesday's cabinet reshuffle, but he still holds that problem portfolio of broadcasting and digital media. And it's a problem because in what's supposed to be a year of delivery for this government, its broadcasting and media policy is going backwards, in spite of $145 million of public money being spent on the sector last year. Labour went into the 2017 election promising $154 million more over 4 years and a public media funding commission to make decisions about funding at arm's length from the government. Its former minister Claire Curran appointed four people to a ministerial advisory group to make that happen, and it got $500,000 of broadcasting funding from the 2018 budget for that. But the appetite for the idea went out the door, it seems, along with Claire Curran when she stepped down as a minister last year over off-the-books meetings relevant to her portfolios. But when Chris Farfoy took over broadcasting last year, he appointed two more members to the group in November and then changed the terms of reference to include the preparation of a case for Budget 2019 on the additional baseline funding necessary to support an effective public media system. But this year's budget came and went with no significant funding increase, so we asked the minister last month, what was the advisory group's advice?
I'm not going to give you the detail of what their advice was around the options of public media, but they have given us enough grist for the mill to go away and have a rather large think about the future of public media. And while we do that, we gave the amount of budget funding for both New Zealand On Air and Radio New Zealand that we thought that they needed while we took our time to make some of these larger policy decisions. And it was the ministerial advisory group itself who gave us the advice that meant we thought we needed to take a rather large pause and look at the whole system as opposed to the previous approach to maybe just looking at one of the entities within our public media environment.
Well, whatever the advisory group's advice was, the policy now doesn't include a public media funding commission after all, and the advisory group's remit officially came to an end today. The supplementary estimates questionnaire published by the Ministry for Culture and Heritage for the budget says this.
The minister considers that there are other ways of achieving a strong public broadcasting future. The resources to establish and maintain a commission are better spent directly funding our public media entities.
However, the estimates questionnaire for Parliament's Finance and Expenditure Committee, which met last week, says the department will distribute $356,000 this year to the Ministry for Culture and Heritage for the Public Media Advisory Group. And that's a pretty big bill for some advice on allocating funding and establishing a commission, which the minister evidently didn't want. Now, one of the most vocal critics of all this has been National's broadcasting spokesperson, Melissa Lee, and she's asked the minister in a written parliamentary question for a breakdown of how all the money for the Public Media Ministerial Advisory Group was spent. She's due a reply on that on Tuesday, which will be interesting.